Well, Nadia, thank you very much for that introduction. I kind of wish my kids had been around to hear that, especially my daughter. I just sent off to college. You know, I've wondered myself sometimes how I landed up in the line of work I have over the last few years, given my doctoral dissertation on Italy. My wife has noticed that too, and she said a couple of times, you know, can't you just drop it into conversation periodically when you're talking to some of the senior folks at State about your work in Italy, and, you know, maybe we could go there sometime and serve. I told her if she wanted to do that, she'd probably better start robbing banks now, because I don't think I'm going to be ambassador to Italy. I'd like to thank Nadia and Smith Richardson for convening this workshop, but I'd also like to thank some other folks. I'd like to thank Tom Mencken for working so hard to make Minerva a reality, and his staff, Pauline and others who have worked hard to do this. And I'd like to thank some of my other colleagues in DOD who've been part of this panel, a series of panels today. Frankly, having just caught a few minutes of the last panel, I wish even more that I had been able to spend the full day with all of you. But this is a very important subject for senior leadership in the department, particularly for Secretary Gates. I did have sort of prepared remarks, but Judith has actually already stolen some of my thunder. But nonetheless, I'll make this maybe a little bit more personal as a result. I had a little bit to do with the origins of this initiative. It began actually with a couple of exchanges and conversations that Abe Schulsky and I had, and Andy Marshall and I had. That led to me engaging Secretary Gates when he came in to office, because one of his observations upon reentering government service after 15 years was the amazing proliferation of subject matter that he as a senior policymaker had to master and had to move between as any normal day in the office went on. And there are just a remarkable series of issues that he and the rest of the principal officers of our government have to deal with day to day, whether it's the rise of new powers or ethnic strife in different parts of the world, disease, poverty, climate change, failed or failing states, the rise of violent extremism. And this is a kind of in an ops tempo that, as he has noted, is quite different from the Cold War. And he and I were musing a couple of times about our misspent youths, respectively, as Soviet experts, a sort of expertise that he and I regarded as sort of passé, although events of the last few weeks have indicated it's not totally without its uses to have been trained in those disciplines. But he noted that, as Judith pointed out, that both he and the Secretary of State and I had been beneficiaries of the NDEA, either directly in support of language studies or research projects, but also indirectly as the beneficiaries of others' scholarship that had been supported by the NDEA. And we thought about a number of areas that we believed we and colleagues in government lacked sufficient ability to tap into subject matter expertise, and where we thought there were deficiencies, gaps in our ability to produce enough people who spoke particularly critical languages. I mean, Chinese and Arabic were the two that came to mind, but Farsi as well, and a few others. The role of religion, and particularly of Islam and Islamic studies, as well as some disciplines that were crucial to our ability to make judgments in the Department of Defense, but others in the government to make judgments about, but which weren't really the kind of disciplines that one might normally have thought about in terms of defense, and things like demography and anthropology. And as Tom Mencken can testify, as my Deputy Assistant Secretary for Policy Planning, I've been pestering him to get a demographer on staff and an anthropologist on staff. He's finally done that, and after a lot of hard work and effort, but you have no idea how hard it is to hire on the Department of Defense an anthropologist on staff. Judith, I think, said some very wise things about, you know, the suspicion some people may have about this, but there's no, I think, desire here to impose views on people or to use knowledge inappropriately. What there is a desire to develop a broad engagement between the department and the academic community, and it's my notes actually, my talking points say social science community, but I have the same debility that Judith has. I was trained as a historian, as an academic, so I think it's broader than just the social sciences. It's what the French would call the humane sciences, and I think we need to have that kind of engagement to enrich our collective knowledge base, and that is a knowledge base that is available both to the academic community and to policymakers to try and deal with the challenges that we face day to day. I think Kevin Woods mentioned the Smolensk archive, and that was very explicitly one of the models that Secretary Gates and I talked about. Merle Feinsod's tremendous work having been based on that archival treasure trove and made the analogy between that and some of the documents that we have from Iraq that have been tapped by the Iraq Perspectives Project and hopefully will now be open to a broader academic community, because I think once it is, we'll all be enriched by the kinds of studies that will emerge, because as every scholar looks at these things, there will be new insights and new approaches brought to them, and I think, gain for all of us in terms of the knowledge that we have. I think it was the Secretary's hope that Minerva will build the nation's capacity to tackle future challenges, and in that sense will be a legacy that will outlast those of us who first thought that this might be an appropriate thing for the Department of Defense to do. It'll serve, I think, the nation well in the future. It'll serve future secretaries of defense, future undersecretaries, and others who are going to benefit from this. It'll benefit future students in international affairs, in history, in anthropology, and in other disciplines, just as many of us have benefited from, as I said earlier, from the directly and indirectly from the fruits of the NDEA. I'm thrilled both to see this group and see the program that you had, the kinds of issues you've been discussing during the course of the day, but I'm also thrilled with the interest more broadly that Minerva has generated, as indicated in some of the press articles and the more than 200 white papers that have been submitted in response to the broad agency announcement that was issued. We've had expressions of interest from as far away as Singapore and as close by as the University of Maryland, although I think, needless to say, NDU is probably just a little bit closer than the University of Maryland. And we've had proposals of all sorts that span the gamut, from creating an archival database of open source materials to envisioning whole new disciplines that will help us tackle the problems we are likely to be facing in the 21st century. So I'm hopeful that what you've heard today and that this workshop has accomplished will have strengthened the relationship between the academic community and the policymaking community. We want to try and continue these kinds of conferences and engagements in the future. And I thank you for taking the time and having the interest to do that. And I hope that over time we will build exactly what we were able to do some 50 years ago, which is which Secretary Gates was motivated to do, which is to build a public-private partnership between government and individuals in the academy to increase our knowledge and allow us to make wiser decisions as a nation. So thanks for your time, and I'd be happy to try and take a couple of questions if you have any, although if there are questions about the mechanics of Minerva, we will have failed in our overall undertaking today. So.